With grain market analysis, it's time to check in with Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. We both spoke just before the end of trade Thursday. Carl, even though we saw gains for corn and wheat futures, the main headline is the ongoing drop in soybean prices. And since the close last Friday, we've seen the July soybean contract fall by more than 50 cents a bushel. And Carl, at some point, there has to be some buying and a turnaround here for the U.S. soybean market.
Boy, you definitely think so. And we look at it and we keep backpedaling and backpedaling. There is a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. And one of the main hindrances we've seen is our new crop demand. Our new crop soybean demand just hasn't been there. And then yesterday we had China, the first announced soybean sale to China. There's some in the unknown, could be, but the first confirmed sale to China, and that's what trade picked up on, did give us a little bit of support out in those new crop contracts on the soybeans. The thing is, our cumulative new crop sales on soybeans, a 20-year low. When we're down that low, one sale, even if it is to China, isn't going to buck the trend, and that's what we're seeing. One benefit, we're starting to see slowing exports out in South America, especially Brazil. Once the Brazilian farmer switches over and starts to harvest his safrina crop, we see the exports on corn ramp up, soybeans backpedal, that's taking place, will likely give us a little bump. So we have some support coming at us in that soy complex. But yes, the grains, the definite leaders today, especially the wheat complex. Ongoing reports of drought in the Black Sea, some floods in China, also some drought in China, a uncertain global production number giving us some support on that wheat complex that spilled over into corn today. And of course, all contracts getting heavily oversold, with corn and soybeans expected to be record short positions in our next commitment of traders report. A little harder to pressure markets when you're already at that point.
Shifting now to the livestock markets, gains for cattle and hog futures Thursday with strong gains for August lean hogs on Thursday, Carl.
Yeah, we finally saw a turnaround in that complex. All week we've been pressured here, and finally some good pork exports coming in for us. Sales were down a little bit last week, not too surprising because that covered the July 4th holiday, but good exports on our pork, and pork just starting to level out a little bit, getting maybe a little bit oversold, so we're bringing in some buying there. The big spot in the livestock was cattle was able to get a toehold today and break loose of recent declines. That cash market at a $15 premium to the futures, and then we saw boxed beef back off. That gave us our drop in the futures. Turned around and firmed up a little bit today, not necessarily from active buying. We just simply didn't have any selling, and sometimes that's all you need to work higher.
And finally, Carl, looking ahead to the WASD report, it's due out Friday, noon Eastern time. Any thoughts on what we could see with the USDA's data dump on Friday at noon?
One thing I'm going to really be focused on, highly unlikely we see a change to yields and or to the planted acres. We will see the incorporation of the June stocks and acreage numbers. CJ, the one thing I have my eye on is the harvested acres. It is not uncommon to see the USDA tweak harvested acres in the July report if we've had adverse weather up to that point, which we have this year. I'll be looking a little bit forward, though, to the August report. The July report still contains trendline data for the yield numbers. That August report will be the first farmer-based surveys. We'll actually get better data for that.